Okay, let's get started. Open your Bibles to Luke chapter number 23, verse number 44. Chapter 23, verse number 44. Did I say 23? I meant to say 24. 24, 44. Luke 24, 44. Wrong chapter. Yes, sir. St. Luke. Yes, it could say St. Luke. Your Bible could say Luke or St. Luke. Yes, it's the same book. All right, and we're going to read this verse together, but let me tell you where we're at. Christ has already died on the cross, rose again. Now he's going around showing himself alive to the disciples and people like Mary Magdalene and others. He's on the earth for 40 days, and during those 40 days, he's showing himself alive and talking to people. And in this verse right here, he makes this unique statement. He says in verse 44 of chapter 24, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the," notice please, "the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." So what I want to teach you for the next 25 minutes or so, before lunch, is how your Bible is organized. I want to teach you how your Bible is organized. So let's start off with answering the real simple questions like, how many books are in your Bible? Ty, how many are there?
66.
There are 66. And so at the very top of your paper, write the number 66 down. We could take that 66 and we could divide it up into two categories. We could take that 66 and divide it up into two categories. And what would those categories be when we divided it up? They would be what and what? Yes, ma'am? The Old Testament and the New Testament. And we would write down the number of books that go under each one. So the number 39 would be here. And then how many in the New Testament? How many in the New Testament? Ty? 27. That's correct. 27. There are 27. In our Old Testament, there are 39 books, and in our New Testament, there are 27 books. I want to teach you how these books are organized. Jesus said that the prophets and the law of Moses and the Psalms all talk about me. That means if you take your Bible and you go from Genesis to Malachi, in those 39 books, you're going to find Jesus. The type of Jesus. Prophecies about Jesus, words about Jesus, indications that there is a Son of God, that God's going to send him to come and die on a cross. Those ideas can be found in the Old Testament. Now, did you notice he said three areas there? The first one was the law of Moses, the second one was the prophets, and the third one is the Psalms. Your Bible or your Old Testament can now be divided one more time. Let me show you how I want you to divide it again. Underneath the 39, draw this line just like this and go into three categories. Three categories, just like I'm doing on the board. So I've got a horizontal line, and then below that horizontal line are three vertical lines to take that 39 and divide it up one more time. This is how we're going to divide it up. Write down the number 17. Write down the number 5 and the number 17 again. 17, 5, and 17. So 17 plus 17 plus 5 is 39. So these are all the books of the Old Testament. These are all the books of the Old Testament. We're going to take the 17 and we're going to divide it up one more time. We're going to take the 17 and we're going to divide it up one more time. And we're going to divide it up twice into a 5 and a 12. In exactly the same way. So I'm going to come down from my 17 and divide it one more time into a 5 and a 12 and a 5 and a 12. A 5 and a 12 is 17. A 5 and a 12 is a 17. So now on my books of my Bible, I've got three 5s and two 12s. Or I've got a 17, a 5, and a 17. Let me show you how we divide these books up. The first 5 on my 5, 12, 5, and 12, the first 5 are what's called the Torah, or the Law of Moses. So what books of the Bible are these? Let's go over them. Yes, ma'am? Yep, so let's say them all together and a little bit louder.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Okay, very good. Now everyone turn to the table of contents of your Bible. Turn to the table of contents of your Bible or the place where the books of the Bible are listed. And you will see in the very beginning of your contents of the Old Testament, you've got 5 books. And if you're allowed to write in your Bible, you can put next to that little area, law. You can put next to that little area, law. And I'm referring to the first 5 books. It's also called the Torah. So Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. You could put a little bracket around that, and you could call that the law. Now, who is the author of the law?
Moses.
Moses is the author of the law. Moses is the greatest prophet in the Old Testament. Moses was used by God to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. Moses is the one that received the law on Mount Sinai. Moses is the greatest leader in the Old Testament. Jesus, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 18:18, that God's going to send another prophet like unto Moses. Who is that prophet that God sent like unto Moses?
It is Jesus.
Jesus is that prophet that God sent. That was in Deuteronomy 18:18, if you want to look that up later. So now, after this 5, I have 12 more books that I need to do something with. But first, let's get up and get that middle 5 taken care of right here. Look in your table of contents and find the book of Proverbs. Find the book of Proverbs, please. Find the book of Proverbs. Do you see the book of Proverbs? Right next to Proverbs is another book. What's that book?
Ecclesiastes.
Good. What else is around there?
Psalms.
We've got 3. What else is around there? Song of Solomon. We're at 4. And what's the other one?
Job.
The other one is Job. So now let's go over those 5 again. Everyone, beginning with the first one. Job.
Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon.
All right, stop. Very good. Those were 5 books. We call these books the wisdom books or the writings. Wisdom or the writings. These are wisdom books or the writings. The writings. Now, I've got 5 books that are called the law. I've got 5 books that are wisdom books. Let's go over them again. Job is one of them. Psalms is another. Proverbs is the 3rd. What are the other 2, please? Ty?
Song of Solomon.
Yes. And the other one?
Ecclesiastes.
And the other one is Ecclesiastes. Very good. So far, of our 39, we've got 10 taken care of. Now let's talk about our prophets. These are the back 17 prophets. What does a prophet do? A prophet in the Old Testament was a spokesman for God and would speak God's words. God says, the Lord says. And he would tell about either current events or future events. Did you notice that I have a 17 and a 5 and a 12? The reason I have a 5 and a 12 is because my prophets can be divided up into 2 categories. Anybody know what those 2 categories are?
Major and minor prophets.
Very good. Excellent. Major and minor prophets. Major and minor prophets. So I want you to write down the word major, and then I want you to write down the word minor. There are 5 major and 12 minor prophets. 5 major and 12 minor prophets. Let's look at our table of contents and let's identify the 5 major prophets. Everyone, the 5 major prophets. Who thinks they know which ones they are? There are a total of how many? 5. There are 5 major prophets. Let's hear them, Ty, nice and loud.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
That's correct. And let's say it one more time and a little bit louder, please.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel.
Very good. There are five major prophets. Those are major prophets. How do we distinguish between a major and a minor prophet? It's the size of the book. It's the size of the book. Now, after those five major prophets, let's go over our minor prophets. Who can give me our first minor prophet?
Hosea.
Hosea, that's right. Who can give me our last minor prophet?
Malachi.
Do you see them there? And there are a total of 12. Kendall, does your Bible not have a table of contents? Okay, so you're using hers. Very good. So we have a total of 5 and 12. 5 major, 12 minor prophets. And you can see by turning to them, let's turn to Malachi. Everyone, let's find Malachi in our Bible. And let's see how many chapters are in Malachi so that we can get an idea of how big these minor prophets are. Let's find out how many chapters are in Malachi.
4.
There are 4 chapters. That's right. There are four chapters. Now, by way of comparison, let's go over to the book of Isaiah and let's figure out how many chapters are in the book of Isaiah so that we can all compare them, and don't call it out until everyone's got there. And let's compare the difference between these books. Okay, we're taking our time, we're getting there. Everyone's turning. You want to compare that?
66.
There are 66. That's right. There are 66. So that is a much larger book, isn't it? If there are 66 chapters in a major prophet and there are 4 in a minor prophet, then we can see that there is a much larger difference between a major and a minor prophet. Now, how many books are left that I haven't talked about? We got the law at 5, major prophets at 5, minor prophets at 12. There's a grouping that I haven't identified yet. The writings have 5. What is this grouping? Someone look in your table of contents and tell me the grouping that I have not identified yet. What kind of books are these that we have not identified yet? Let's get someone to answer that hasn't answered already. So what books have I not identified yet? If I've got the 5 in the law, I've got the wisdom books, major prophets, minor prophets. What grouping? Somebody tell me a book that I haven't identified yet as part of the group.
Joshua,
exactly. That's an example of a book. Someone give me another one that we haven't identified. Ty?
Judges
is another one.
Ruth
is another one.
Ezra
is another one. Very good. These books are called historical books or narrative. So please write down under your 12 the word historical under your 12, or narrative. The word narrative, are you familiar with that word, the word narrative? What does a narrative do? A narrative tells a story. A narrative is a story. Who is the story about? Who is the story about? The narrative in the Bible, who's the story about? It is about God and His people. God and the people of God. Who are the people of God in these narrative books?
Israel,
that's right. Israel. Were you going to say Israel? Excellent. The people of God are Israel. And so if we now want to take these 12 historical books and we add them to our 5 books in the law, then we actually have 17 books that tell a narrative. They tell a narrative. 17 books that tell a narrative. 17 books that tell a narrative. The first book that begins the narrative is in Genesis. Genesis begins the narrative. Let's look at how the narrative begins. Turn to Genesis 1:1. Remember, when I use the word narrative, I'm telling you a story. Let's see how the narrative begins. Go ahead, Kendall. How's the narrative begin? Doesn't that make sense? If we're telling a narrative about God, then it's not surprising to us that it begins with God. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. And then these 17 books, beginning with the book of Genesis and ending with the book right before Job. Let's find that book, please. What's the book right before Job? Look at your table of contents, everyone. Hold your hand up when you found that book, everyone. What's the book right before Job? Yes, ma'am.
Esther.
These books combined, these 17 books, take us through the life of Israel. The life of Israel. They begin with Adam, move to Noah, continue on to Abraham. Abraham is the first man called to be a Jew. He has many sons. He has two sons. They have sons. We move from Abraham to Isaac, Isaac to Jacob, Jacob to the 12 tribes. Then we get into Moses. Then the period of the judges. After the judges, we have kings, a period of kings. You remember that? Someone give me a name of a king, please. Name of a king. A king, yes, ma'am? Saul is a king. Very good. The first one. The most famous king is who?
David,
you're correct. The most famous king. David's wise son is who? Who's David's wise son?
Solomon.
He's also the author of this wisdom book called Proverbs. So this is how my Old Testament is organized. My Old Testament is organized like this. Let's review and then we'll move to our New Testament. Our numbers that we want to remember are 17, 5, and 17. We want to remember 17, 5, and 17. Then we want to remember, really easy, take the 17, 5, and 12. Take the 17, 5, and 12. So really I have 3 5s and 2 12s. 3 5s and 2 12s. Let's go over our 3 5s. Let's refresh. What are our 3 5s? The first 5 is the what? What's the first 5 books called?
The Law.
The Law. Very good. The next 5 books? The Wisdom books. That's right. The Wisdom books. And then the next 5 books?
Major.
The Major Prophets. Excellent. The Major Prophets. Once we do our 5, and our 5, now we're left with 2 12s. We're left with 2 12s. What's our first 12? The historical books. Excellent. The historical books. And historical books tell a... What are historical books? They tell a... Anyone? They tell a...
Story.
They tell a story. And who's the story about?
Jesus.
God and his people. God and his... We're not in the New Testament. We're in the Old Testament. We'll get to the New Testament in a minute. In the Old Testament, God and his...
People.
God and his people. And those people are the people of?
Israel.
Israel. Excellent. So that's how our Old Testament is organized. So now, here's the question. Listen very closely. Let's see if you can get this right. You'll have to write it down. This will determine whether you go to the next grade or not. So it's really important. I know, you looked over here. No, I'm just kidding. She would give you the nod if it was true. Jesus said, the prophets... And the Law and the Psalms all tell of me. How many books is that? How many books is that? He said, the Law, he said, the Prophets and the Psalms. How many books was he talking about? How many books was he talking about? Write down your answer, please. He said the Law, he said the Prophets, he said the Psalms. How many books are we talking about? The way Jesus said that. How many are we talking about? Let's figure it out. Raise your hand when you've got your answer written down. The Prophets, the Law, and the Psalms. How many books was he referring to? What answer do you have?
22.
You have 22. Let's see if you're right. The first grouping is 17 when he said the Prophets. 17. 17 plus 5 because of the Law is? 17 plus 5 is how many, please? 22. And then he added one more book, and that book was what? Psalms. So the correct answer is 23. 23 is the correct answer. There are 23 books that he was referring to in Luke 24:44. So that's how our Old Testament is organized. That's how our Old Testament is organized. Now I want to teach you how your New Testament is organized. Now I want to teach you how your New Testament is organized. So I'm going to erase the 39 and our 17s and our 5s and our 12s. I trust that you have that written down. And we're going to now move to our New Testament. Our New Testament. We're going to move to our New Testament. So, when we said that the Old Testament is about God and the people of God, God obviously includes the Son of God because Jesus said, I'm in the Old Testament. But when we move to our New Testament, we're talking about Christ and His church. Christ and His church. So I want you to think about the Old Testament as God and the people of God. Yahweh and the people of God. Jehovah and Israel. Yahweh and the people of God. In the New Testament, I want you to think about Christ and His church. Christ and His church. Christ and His church. So now, obviously, we're not talking about a different person because our God exists as a triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And the people of God are all those people who have trusted in the promise of God. And that promise is that He would send a Messiah to be our Savior. So now, let's look at our 27 books. I want to teach you how to divide these up. Our major grouping of the 27, it are our letters. Another word for a letter is a, starts with the letter E. You said it, nice and loud. Epistle. An epistle. An epistle is a letter. An epistle is a letter. These are letters. These are letters. They are letters. These are letters. Let's go to our first letter in our New Testament. Turn to the first letter in the New Testament. So look at your table of contents and see if you know what the first letter is in the New Testament. The first letter. Not the first book of the New Testament. The first letter in the New Testament. Let's see what our answers are going to be here. Yes, ma'am, what do you think the first letter is?
M?
No, it is not M. Nope. What do you think our first letter is in the New Testament?
Romans?
It is. You are correct, Ty. The first letter is Romans. The first letter is Romans. And where do we think that letter was sent to? Where do we think that letter was sent to?
Rome.
It was sent to Rome. That's right. Rome. Rome. The letter to the church at Rome. The letter to the church at Rome. There are a total of 21 letters in your New Testament. There are a total of 21 letters in the New Testament. So please, under your 27 that you have, go straight under that and write down 21. 21. Now, if 21 of the books of the New Testament are letters, how many are left? How many are left?
Five.
Let's do our math. 27 minus 21 is?
Six.
It is six. That's right. So now we've got to figure out what are our other books here? Because I've got six others to deal with. Six others to deal with. So I've got six other books to deal with. I've got 21 that are letters. I'll talk about that in a minute. I've got six other books. We can, from our 21, we can go both directions. Let's go this way to the right and this way to the left. To the left, would you please write down a 5? And to the right, would you please write down a 1? Would you write down a 5, a 21, and a 1? A 5, a 21, and a 1. Now, if my math is right, 5 and 21 and 1 is how many?
27.
27. So I've got my entire New Testament right there. Does anyone want to take a guess at what you think the 1 is? Anyone want to take a guess and see what you think the 1 is? Yes, sir.
Prophecy.
It is prophecy. Very good. It is prophecy. And what is our prophetic book in the New Testament? What is our one prophetic book in our New Testament?
Revelation.
It is Revelation. That's right. Revelation. It is. Sometimes I mispronounce it and I add an S to it, but it's not supposed to have an S to it, is it? Let's look and see. Does your table of content have an S next to it? No, it's just Revelation. It's not, but I typically say it. Many Southerners add an S there, but it's not supposed to be. All right, so I've got 21 letters, I've got one prophetic book, and I've got 5 more. Let's see if we can figure out what those 5 more are. Let's figure out if we can figure out what those 5 more are. Do you think you know what they are? You really sure you know what they are? All right. Do you think you know what they are? Do you think you know what they are? All right. Let me ask you. Can we take that 5 and divide it one more time? Do you think we can take that 5 and divide it one more time? Because I think we can take and divide another time. How about you? Do you think we can? All right. You also think. Anyone else think so? How would we divide it numerically if we were going to divide it? Let's figure out how we would divide it. How do you think we should divide it?
I think we should
2, 2, and 1. Now, I do not agree with you. Does anyone have a different way of dividing it beside a 2, 2, and 1?
A 4 and 1.
A 4 and a 1. That's how I would divide it. I would take it and I would do a 4 and a 1. I would do a 4 and a 1. A 1, a 4 and a 1. So I've got 5, 21, and 1. That equals 27. I'm going to take my 5 and divide it one more time into a 4 and a 1. Let's see if we think we know what the 4 is. What is the 4? What's the 4? What are the 4? What's the 4? Do you know what the 4 are? Yes, you do. You just don't realize it. Do you know what the 4 are? You maybe. What is the 4?
History? No, gospel.
The gospels. That's correct. The 4 gospels. Excellent. The gospels. So please, let's write that down. The gospels. There are 4 gospels in your New Testament. Let's go over them, please, everyone.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
One more time, please.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
And those are the 4 Gospels. The word gospel is literally the good news. And this is the good news about Jesus Christ. So, in our Old Testament, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. Genesis 1:1. Our New Testament, in the beginning, Christ. In the beginning, the Word. In the beginning, the Son of God. We move from a story of God to a story more narrow, more specific, of Jesus Christ. Now, I've got 4 Gospels, got the book of Revelation, got 21 letters. What is my missing book? What is my missing book? What book am I missing that we have not identified yet? 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, ending Revelation, 21 letters in between. We've got one book missing. What is that one book? Yes, sir?
Acts of the Apostles.
It's the Acts of the Apostles. Excellent. Write that down, please, so that you don't forget this. Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles. Excellent. And that's the story of the church. The story of the church. The story of the church. The development of the church. Beginning with the Jews in Acts chapter number 2. And then transitioning to the Gentiles throughout the book. And that's all of us in this room. We're Gentiles. We're not Jews. That's what a Gentile is. So I've got 4 Gospels. The sequel to the Gospels. You know what a sequel is? The first movie comes out and then you have a sequel. The sequel to Acts. Acts is a sequel to the Gospel of... Anyone know?
Mark?
No, the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke. Luke is our author of Acts. Luke is our author of Acts. In fact, write this down, please. Luke is the author of the majority of your New Testament. Luke is the author of the majority of your New Testament. Now, if you count books, you would say Paul. But if you count words or chapters, Luke wins because of the size of his gospel and the size of Acts. Now, Paul writes 13 of the 21 letters, but some of them are very small letters, and so they don't have as much when you combine chapters as Luke and Acts. Okay? So I've got 4 Gospels, the sequel to the Gospel of Luke, which is Acts, ending with the book of Revelation. And now let's put all our attention on dividing up this 21. Let's focus on dividing up this 21. Trust you've got this written down on your paper. I'm going to spend the rest of our time understanding the 21. Divide this 21 up. Here we go, 21 at the top of your paper. We're going to start with the letter 13, the number 7, and the number 1. 13, 7, and 1. 13, 7, and 1. 13, 7, and 1 is equal to? 21, that's correct, 21. 21. The 13 are the Pauline epistles. Pauline, so we take his name, Paul, and we add an I-N-E, and we have the Pauline epistles. When we say Pauline, we mean Paul wrote them. These are the letters that Paul wrote. What's the first one? What is the first one? What's the first one that Paul wrote? And someone called it out? It was Romans. That's correct. It is Romans. That's correct. It is Romans. Now, please, look at your table of contents. Look at your table of contents. Look at your table of contents, and we're going to go backwards. Everyone, start with Revelation. That was our one. Now, from Revelation, I want you to count up seven books. And tell me what book is after that. Counting up seven books and tell me what book that is. Nope, you missed the count. Count seven books and then what's the next book?
Hebrews,
that's correct. So that's my one right here. There's my one. So I could actually, maybe it'd be better if I do it like this. I could do 13, 1, and 7. 13, 1, and 7. On my 1, I'm going to write down Hebrews. So now, having shown that to you, 13, 1, and 7, let's go over all the letters that Paul wrote, beginning with Romans, and we're going to say them. Everyone look at your table of contents. Beginning with Romans, and we're going to say them all the way up to Hebrews. Let's begin. Everyone looking at your table of contents, please. Everyone looking at your table of contents. Let's start with Romans. We're going to work all the way up until Hebrews. Ready? Begin. Romans.
Romans, 1 Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 2 Thessalonians, 2 Titus, Philemon.
We're not saying Hebrews because Paul did not write Hebrews. There's no indication in the letter that Paul wrote it. Some people believe he did, but there's no indication in the letter that Paul wrote it. In the 13 epistles that I identified for you, Paul's name is mentioned in all of them. He says, I'm the author. I wrote them. Now, Hebrews is an unknown author. Hebrews is an unknown author. There is speculation about it. Some people believe Luke wrote it. Some people believe Barnabas wrote it. There's speculation about it. Some people believe Paul wrote it and didn't put his name in there. We're not sure. Now, 13 and 1 still leaves us 7 more. Let's look at our next 7, please. Let's look at our next 7 and begin, please, with which one? What's after Hebrews?
James.
All right, let's do it. Ready? James.
1 Peter, 2 Thessalonians, 3 John, 2 Revelation.
Okay, and Revelation is not an epistle. Revelation is not an epistle. It is a prophetic book. It tells about the end times. And so we have 7 general epistles. 7 general epistles. Some people call them Catholic epistles. They don't mean that from the Catholic Church. They mean Catholic from the word universal. The word universal. So then what's the difference between Paul's letters and these general letters? Let me explain it to you. Paul's letters are written to specific churches in certain locations. For example, the church at Galatia, the church at Philippi, the church at Corinth, the church at Ephesus, the church at Thessalonica, so the church at Fayetteville, the church at Raleigh, the church in Jacksonville, the church in Wyoming, specific locations. But now, please, notice the next the 7 that we just identified. Do you see any names like that on theirs? Do you see names like Galatians or Ephesians on those? How are they identified? By their what? Well, let's go over them again. What's the first one?
James.
What's the next one?
First John.
Okay. We said James. What's the next one? Everyone, let's look together, please. We're not synchronized. James, then what?
First and Second Peter.
Okay, so who's the author?
Peter.
Then what comes after Peter?
First and Second John.
Who's the author?
John.
What comes after John?
Jude.
Who's the author?
Jude.
So these 13 Pauline epistles are identified by the city that Paul is writing to. This one, Hebrews, is identified by the people. What kind of people? The Hebrews, the Jews, same thing. These 7 called general epistles are identified by their author. So for us, it would be very easy for us to identify all the authors in the New Testament. That's what we're going to finish with right now, teaching you how to identify all the authors of the New Testament. Very simply, and then we'll be done. Let's begin with our 27 books, and you write these down with me. What's our first gospel book?
Matthew.
So write down the author, Matthew. What is our next gospel book? Mark. Write down the author. Mark. We've got two authors so far. Our next gospel book is Luke, and he also is an author. So write down the author, Luke. Our next gospel book is
John.
We're at four authors, and we've got our four gospels. Acts is our next book, right? Have we already written down that author? Luke. We've already written them down, right? After Luke, what's our next book? After Acts, what's our next book?
Romans.
Now, Romans is written by who?
Paul.
And he's going to write the next 13 books. So now, how many authors do we have written down on your paper so far right now? How many?
Six.
You have five. That's right. Let's go over them again. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Paul. We've got five authors written down. Do we know who wrote Hebrews for sure?
No.
No, we don't. After Hebrews, what's the next book?
James.
Let's write down the word James, because James is an author. Now, how many do you have on your paper?
Six.
What's the next two books after James?
First and Second Peter.
First and Second Peter. So now let's write down the word Peter. How many names do you have?
Seven.
You have seven? Are you sure?
Eight.
Why do we have confusion? Let's go over them again, please. Starting with the beginning, look at Pastor Sean. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, James, Peter. Okay. How many do we have?
Seven.
Who's our next book after that?
John.
First, second, and third John? Is that right?
Yes.
Do we already have John written down?
Yes.
What comes after first, second, third John?
Jude.
Jude. Write down the author Jude. Now, how many authors do you have written down on your paper?
Eight.
You have eight authors plus the unknown one. Who's the unknown one?
Hebrews.
So we have either eight or nine authors of your New Testament. Eight or nine authors of your New Testament. See how easy that is to figure out once you understand how your books are organized? You should easily be able to remember your eight authors of the New Testament. Let's go over them again and we'll be done. Matthew,
Mark, Luke, John, Paul, James, Peter, Jude,
unknown.
And unknown. All right, does anyone have any questions about what I've explained to you in the last 30 minutes or so? Anyone have any questions about that? Yes, sir, Ty, what's your question?
Is it possible that Hebrews was made in possibly the Old Testament?
No, it is not possible that Hebrews was made in the Old Testament because the language it was written in was not that language. Okay? It was written to Hebrews or Jewish Christians. Good question. Anyone else have a question before we go to lunch? All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Pastor.